This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Brian from Maple Valley is. Brian, are you there?
I am.
What's up, Brian? See if he is ready to go. So why don't you exit the studio? For those playing along at home, Brian will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
I love it. In the Dr. Seuss story, what color are the eggs and ham?
Green.
Yes. The Grand Coulee Dam was built on which river?
Columbia.
Yeah. What name is given to the eggs of a sturgeon?
Ooh. Oh.
What's that?
Row?
No.
Pass.
Noctophobia is the fear of what?
Repeat it.
Noctophobia is the fear of what?
Nighttime?
Yes. Outside of Antarctica and Greenland, what country has the most glaciers?
Ooh, Canada.
That's the one. Who was declared the fastest man alive in 2012?
Usain Bolt?
That's him. What gas makes up 96% of the atmosphere on Venus?
Oh, no. Repeat again, please.
What gas makes up 96% of the atmosphere on Venus?
Helium, hydrogen.
No, no.
Pass.
What does the Roman numeral C represent?
Ooh, 1,000, a million, a billion.
No, no. Which member of Motley Crue did Pamela Anderson marry?
Oh, my God. Oh, the drummer, for God's sake.
And you know what? I'm going to accept your answer for the sturgeon question, all right? So I'm going to give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay. Tommy Lee.
Oh,
God's sake.
Don't say it now. He's in here.
I'm in here. I'm putting the headphones on. Can I?
As if
yes,
he's
you
not going to know that one.
I appreciate your confidence in me.
You know what? You're right, Danny. Welcome back,
wow.
Steve. Are you ready?
Showtime.
In the Dr. Seuss story, what color are the eggs and ham?
Green.
They are. The Grand Coulee Dam was built on what river?
River Mississippi.
No.
River of Deceit.
No.
Grand Coulee Dam. Columbia River.
Yes. What name is given to the eggs of sturgeon?
What is that?
What name is given to the eggs of sturgeon?
Name? Hash browns.
No.
Tasty eggs.
No.
Sunny side up
no.
eggs.
Noctophobia is the fear of what?
Getting pregnant.
No.
Yeah. Oh, that's noctophobia. My bad. Sorry. Getting hit in the back of the head with a mallet.
No.
Somebody coming to your house unannounced.
No. Outside of Antarctica and Greenland, what country has the most glaciers?
I don't know, man. What the hell? Pass. I'm wasting too much time.
Who was declared the fastest man alive in 2012?
Oh, Usain Bolt.
That's him. What gas makes up 96% of the atmosphere on Venus?
Methane.
No.
Butane.
No.
Oxygen.
No. What does the Roman numeral C represent?
50.
No.
100.
Yes. Which member of Motley Crue did Pamela Anderson marry?
Tommy Lee.
That's him. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct. And that is not enough to beat Brian. Brian got 6.
Oh, Brian.
Congratulations, Brian.
Ooh, I'm the best. Nothing's ever going to let me down.
I like that you had your own song.
He nailed it.
He did.
All right, so one that you did not get right. What is the name given to the eggs of sturgeon? I was looking for caviar, but I also would accept roe. Noctophobia is the fear of night. Outside of Antarctica and Greenland, our friend knew that the country with the most glaciers is Canada. Neither of you knew that 96% of the atmosphere on Venus is made up of carbon dioxide.
All right.
I like that you always go with methane first.
It's always. And the one time I don't, I know I will get it. I'll be screwed because it'll be right.
That's the formula.
Yes.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, this is a staggering statistic. They estimate that 300,000 children in the state of Washington are living in poverty. And that is why Coats for Kids is so important, because for some kids, they may not have that warm winter jacket to keep them toasty this time of year.
And I love what Operation Warm and the Washington State Council of Firefighters, they do. They say not only are we trying to put a brand new coat on a kid in need because it's cold out and want to keep them warm, but also it's more than just a coat in that it helps with their self-confidence, it helps boost their self-esteem and all that kind of stuff. Showing up to school wearing a new coat is a big thing for a kid. So if you can help out, any amount will be awesome. And big thanks to people like Zachary Beyer, donated $25, a brand new coat for a kid in need. Martin Beyer, I'd imagine that they're related, $25 as well. Karen Toulouse donated $100, and Michael Yates donated $200 to Coats for Kids.
Thank you so much for continuing to step up and help these kids. You can go to KISW.com to make a donation.
The Daily Migs Show.
Every single one of us has something ridiculous or random that we're known for. So what about you? What is the ridiculous or incredible thing that you are known for?
Maybe you're the Mariners crying guy. Maybe you're the dump here guy.
Those are
maybe
legends.
Maybe you're the Mariners witch guy.
206-803.
What a weird season.
It's one we will talk about for the rest of time, Steve Migs. 206-803-ROCK. What ridiculous or incredible thing are you known for, Lauren and Puyallup?
I have a split uvula.
What is a split uvula?
I don't even know what that means.
Most people don't. The hanging ball in the back of your throat looks like a little punching bag. I have two, so it's split.
Does that have any benefits that come with it?
Oh, yeah, it makes the fellas happy.
Definitely. I would say the exact opposite. I'm a gagger, so.
How did you find out that you had this thing going on with your uvula?
Honestly, just as a kid, I don't know. I've always had it this way. So I remember discovering it as a kid. I don't know, probably brushing my teeth or something and realizing that that's not normal. I don't know.
I would say the entire time I just assume that everyone has a split uvula until someone notices it.
I mean, I have siblings, so I don't know. You have health class at an early age, and, like, your mouth doesn't look like what they're showing you it should look like for brushing teeth and stuff. So I don't know when I realized I had it, but dentists don't seem too thrown off by it. So maybe it's not as rare as I think, but I've yet to meet somebody with one, so.
Are there any negative side effects to having a split uvula? I mean, like, do they say, like, oh, you should stitch it together, or are you totally fine to just have it the way that it is?
I mean, again, I gag a lot. That's not a perk in the dating world. Let's just put it that way. But no, at one point,
I love you.
At one point, I like asked about getting it pierced, just to be weird, and everybody shot me down and said it probably wasn't a good idea. So.
Can I just say something? I guess I'm going to out myself as being a moron once again.
Yeah, that's fine.
I thought that thing that was hanging was your tonsils.
No. I think it's like attached.
Oh, sorry, Danny.
It's like attached to the top of your throat, kind of.
So
are the tonsils back behind there?
I don't know, apparently. I thought when they had your tonsils removed, that was the thing that you had removed. I've never had my tonsils removed. So I just, all my entire life, when I saw my uvula, I thought it was my tonsils until today.
Well, there you go.
Thank you.
Learn something.
Thank you, Lauren. Had it not been for you, I would have never known that.
Okay. And Lauren, if you ever do decide to pierce your split uvula, please let us know.
I will. I'll send pictures.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
206-803-ROCK.
Was said this morning. I gag a lot.
Some people are into that, Steve.
The Daily Migs Show.
It's time for Hook or
Shook. The game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
And it's Alec from Lake City playing this morning. What's up, Alec?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Oh, doing good.
We're so good, and we're so ready to spin this wheel to see if you're playing with Steve Miggs or Taryn Daly.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be T-Dog? Will it be yours truly? It's me. Let's go.
All right, Alec, here is your clip.
Oh, it's Monkey Wrench, Foo Fighters.
Yeah! Can they come back to Seattle soon? I need to see the Foo Fighters live with their new drummer. I've been watching some of the bootleg videos. He is awesome behind the kick.
We are ready.
We are.
All right, Alec just crushed that, Steve. And now it's your turn, so don't disappoint us. Here's your clip.
Oh, okay. I know that's Limp Bizkit. I'm kidding. It's Korn. What the hell is happening? Are we both having a stroke right now?
Is that, if you need help, I need to hear it one more time.
Oh, yeah. You didn't hear Taryn and I sing it perfectly?
Oh, wow.
Let me hear it one more time. Now, I know it's Korn. And I believe, and David, maybe you could give me the affirmative or not, but I believe this is the opposite of death.
Nope. No.
Okay, no, so it's
no,
not.
Steve.
Yes.
What would you use to say, like, walk a dog?
Oh, I would say leash, which would mean that this song is Freak on a Leash. David, if I didn't get a hint, I would have totally lost you those tickets.
Alec, well, congratulations.
I just got to say thank you to Danny, because usually he's throwing me some like crazy curveballs. But today Danny. Was just the day.
Alec was the MVP of this game.
Yeah, especially since I kept calling you David, who was our backup. Sorry about that, Alec.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Miggs, once a year, we do something that no other radio station dares to do.
Come to work.
Not that. Live Night. Live Night is back, and we're going to be doing it at Snoqualmie Casino.
Back at Snoqualmie Casino, and they have that new ballroom. I am so fired up for this.
I have been to the ballroom and seen a show there, and it is so sensational. The theme this year is going to be yachty and naughty.
Oh, boy.
Are you going to wear your captain's hat?
Yeah, I can't tell you where I'm going to wear it, though, because it's yachty and naughty.
We hope that you can join us Friday, February 13th. You can get all the details at KISW.com.
So it's us doing everything live, the men's room doing everything live. And when we say everything live, we mean like the sound effects, the music. It's just going to be a blast. All the warts, too. I mean, it's a train wreck in the making, and it's going to be a great time at Snoqualmie.
You don't want to miss it, so join us.
The Daily Mix Show.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Okay, so right before we just went to break, we were informed that there was someone on hold who needed to talk to us.
Yeah, I've never been more fired up to talk to somebody.
Apparently, this person is looking for their baby daddy.
Yes.
Claiming that that baby daddy works here, and they're trying to talk to him.
Yes.
So let's see who this is. Hello, good morning. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
This is Juicy calling from Renton.
And what's going on, JC?
No, it's Juicy.
Juicy?
Juicy. Juicy. Is that your birth given name?
No, but that's what everybody calls
Juicy.
Me. Is it, how did you get that nickname?
My ex-boyfriend.
Yeah! That's what's up.
Juicy, Juicy, Juicy.
So, Juicy, what's going on today?
I'm just trying to get a hold of my baby's dad.
Is your baby's dad named Danny?
Or wait, Steve?
No. So, it's not Danny.
It's a, does your baby's dad work here? Is that why you're calling the radio station?
Yeah, he does work there.
He does?
Yeah, and so there's a couple of his friends that I could probably get a hold of as well. Yes, I'm looking for Aaron.
Aaron. And do you know what he does at the radio station?
What doesn't he do? I don't know. He does everything.
He's the boss?
Well, he's doing stuff so well that we don't know. I don't know any Aaron here.
Well, he goes by a lot of names.
He has a lot of names. What are some of his other names?
Well, do you know Carrie?
Carrie.
No. Do you know Chip?
Chip.
Do you know Brent?
Brent. So far, no luck.
What? Okay. I think you guys are messing with me.
No, we're not. To be honest with you, I think you're messing with us. We don't know a Kerry, Chip, or a Brent. At least not here at the radio station.
Okay, well, what about Steve? Steven?
Yeah, me. I'm Steve.
Well, you have a couple Steves, don't you?
We do.
Yeah, well, okay. So Steven, yeah. But tell me your real name. Was that your birth name?
Well, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
My name is Steve. Yeah, not with a PH, with a V.
Okay, well, either way, it's not your birth name.
So are you telling me that I'm your baby daddy?
Well, no, but you work with him.
No, I'm Steve.
What's happening?
Okay, so what
does he say he goes to work when he's like, I'm going to work,
I'm really irritated because he turned off my internet and I want it back on.
Well, yeah, I would love for you to get your internet back on so we can figure this out, but we have nobody, I don't think we have anybody here that has goes by any of the names other than Steve, but that's me, and I don't think you and I have a kid together, last I checked.
Well, we went to high school together.
We did? I went to an all-boys Catholic high school.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
What are you talking about? Of course I did. Zavarian High School in Brooklyn. If you had the internet, you could look it up and find out.
Oh, my God, dude. I swear to God, I'm going to strangle all of you.
Why are you going to strangle us?
We didn't do anything.
Maybe it works at a different radio station.
Okay, look, Carrie.
Nice try. I'm not responding to that because that's not my name.
Sir, look.
I promise you.
Turn my internet back on.
I think whoever you're thinking works here does not work here.
I think they work at a different radio station.
Well, they work at a lot of radio stations.
Wait, can I ask you a question? Can I ask a quick question? What's the original name?
Aaron.
What does Aaron look like?
Good question, Chip.
What does he look like?
Yeah.
He looks like, I don't know. He looks like a Viking.
Your baby daddy looks like a Viking? Does he have long hair?
No, but he likes to dress up a lot.
Like cosplay?
Yeah.
Like LARP on?
Yeah, he's big into cosplay, I think.
Juicy, I hate to break this to you, but I don't believe your baby daddy works here. I'm pretty positive of it. I don't know what to tell you.
I really want my internet turned back on.
I would, too.
Yeah.
That's a legitimate concern.
But we have no way to help you with that. We're really sorry. We're not lying to you, not making that up, but I don't know where this person is from, who it is, and I think they gave you the wrong number, or they're lying to you, but I'm sorry. I wish we had better answers for you, but unfortunately, we got to run.
I'm going to go by your parents' house.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. I mean, that's a long trip to New Jersey, but good luck to you.
Okay. Well, I'll tell him that you say hi.
Please do. Juicy. Especially my dad. He's in the afterlife, but good luck finding
Juicy,
him.
Juicy, you rock.
The Daily Migs Show.
Jaden Daniels' mom has gone viral. Her name is Regina Jackson.
Uh-oh.
And she is apparently fiercely overprotective.
How dare she?
When it comes to her 24-year-old son.
I have heard that about, like, that she's, like, involved in, like, who he dates because she doesn't want any gold diggers.
Here she is talking about it.
You're a public figure. Your dollar amount is associated with your name. So you never know who really is there for you and who's really against you. I want Jaden to date. He can live freely, makes his own decisions. However, the relationship we have, he does value my opinion because I have a view of what I feel a good person is. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a great kid and I'm thankful for him. He's really to himself. He's a homebody. And you know.
Oh, so me and Jane Daniels are very alike.
Yeah.
Well, minus the athletic abilities.
And you know, it takes a lot out of you to not respond because some of this stuff you're just like, you just want to go full fledged. It's crazy. And I'm like, all because of like, I'm a mom that protects my son.
See, I don't know. I can't relate because my parents never had to worry about that. A, because I wasn't dating anyone. And B, it's not like there's not like a bunch of women looking for, you know, guys who are living check to check who have no athletic abilities.
They're going to marry you and then run away with your tens?
It's not because of my looks.
Oh, no. Well, there was some story recently where she embarrassed him when she went to a nightclub in Miami with him during F1 weekend.
Yeah, I know some people giving like thinking like, oh, she's like just like hovering around him to make sure that like none of these
thirsty girls.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So when did
I'd be so mad at my mom. Like, Mom, this is part of why I wanted to become a big, successful athlete, so I could have these moments.
So when did your mom embarrass you growing up?
Well, it was my fault. And we talked to her, remember when but she didn't remember it, so maybe I should never bring it up to her again. But it was I think it was second grade, and I had, well, let's just say I lost a 50-50 in the classroom. So I didn't want to tell anybody. So I'm just sitting there, and I'm pretending like no one's going to notice until the teacher's like, Steven, you should probably go to the bathroom. It's like, all right. Apparently, I'm not very good at hiding this because, well, for obvious reasons. And I'll never forget, all of a sudden, I just locked myself in the stall, and I don't know what my plan was. I don't know if I was going to stay there for life. I have no idea what the end result was, no pun intended. But all of a sudden, I hear knocking on the door, and then I hear, Steven. Because we live close to the elementary school. And I'm like, I'm trying to be quiet because I'm like, it sounds like my mom, but it can't be. Steven, it's your mommy. What's going on? And she came to get me out of the bathroom to take me home. I didn't want to go back to school ever. Ever again. All right, what about you?
I mean, the thing is, I was overreacting a little bit, but my mom decided to chaperone a school dance when I was in like seventh grade. And I told her, like, I don't want you at this dance. I don't want you to be at this dance. Well, she signed up to chaperone. So I sat in the bathroom and cried the entire dance. I just sat in there and cried. Like, you're ruining my life.
And all of a sudden, Taryn. It's Steven's mommy. Did you poop your pants too?
I mean, I was looking forward to grinding on the dance floor. Like, what are you doing here, lady?
I can't do that when mom's watching
me. No. 206-803-ROCK. When did your mom embarrass you? Call now. 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
When did your mom embarrass you? 206-803-ROCK. Migs, we have someone on hold who had to bail their mom out of jail.
Wow.
Yeah.
Had to do that with my mom, thankfully.
There's still time.
That's true.
But let's start with Matthew from Duval. Matthew, tell us about the time that your mom embarrassed you.
That would have been Christmas Day when my mom bought me a package of erotic silk boxer shorts.
Did she know what they were?
Oh, yeah. They were leopard print and zebra print and cat print.
I mean, at least they weren't edible.
No.
Well, Matthew, was there like, no. is there a backstory behind this? Like, did you guys have that kind of sense of humor?
No. She called me up, what do you want for Christmas? I'm always very practical, and I was getting low on boxer shorts. So I said, hey, Mom, I could use some new boxer shorts. My old ones are getting kind of small. So then at Christmas, when I opened the package, I said, Mom, what the hell are these? I called her. She wasn't there. She says, boxer shorts. She said, your last ones are getting kind of dull. I'm like, Mom, not dull, small. So,
she wanted to spice it up for you.
She thought I was getting dull with my boxer shorts.
Maybe she needs to get you a subscription to MeUndies because they're never dull.
Matthew, were there other people? Who all was in the room when you opened these boxers?
My roommates. We lived in a 3-bedroom condo, so I had it was a couple and then a buddy of mine. So it was 4 of us there. We were in our 20s at the time.
Did you actually use them or did you throw them away?
No, I kept them.
Were they comfortable?
Yeah, they were still.
Thanks, Mom.
206-803-ROCK. Old man Kenny from Gig Harbor. When did your mom embarrass you?
Oh, my gosh. You all are going to think my mom was a party animal. Yeah. Remember last week we had talked about what
smoking
did your
weed.
Mom do? Exactly. Sitting on my buddy's lap, hit a bong, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, so you have something forward. More You have something more embarrassing than just sitting on your buddy's lap smoking weed.
Dude, check this out. 3-4 years later, I actually had 2 cars. Mom's car was on the fritz, so she was driving my old 62 four-door Biscayne, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had been out drinking. She was 2 blocks from home. This is gospel. Hit one of my best friend's dad's car, totaled my car, got a DWI, and I had to bail her out of jail.
Oh, Mom.
Wow. And you said that she was 2 blocks away.
She wasn't that bad, though. Huh?
She was just 2 blocks away. She could have just walked.
2 blocks away. 43rd, and I lived on 45th and Tacoma Avenue. But, I mean, she wasn't that bad, y'all. It just happens the subject came this way.
Yeah, mine is pot smoking on your buddy's lap and drinking and driving. Mom was gone.
Pretty rat chick.
We love you, Kenny.
206-803-ROCK. Rock, Mike from Gig Harbor. Tell us about when your mom embarrassed you.
Good morning.
What's up, Mike?
Back in the day, my mom used to drive me and my sister to school in a 76 Monte Carlo, so a pretty good-sized car. And then the drop-off zone, it never failed. Every morning she would jump the curb with the front tire and the car in the garage, and all the kids turn around, stare. And as me and my sister would get out, it never failed. Every morning she'd roll the passenger window down and scream, "Get back here and give your mother a kiss." And it used to embarrass my sister off just beyond belief. And I didn't have a lot of friends, so I'd go back and give her a kiss. But my sister would stop off every single morning.
Yeah, I feel like that's extra embarrassing for a girl.
Right?
I don't know why, but it is. You know, I'm looking at some of the text messages at 206-803-ROCK, and we have to read this one because I was like, I cannot believe that this actually happened. My dad asked my daughter out. I'm sorry. My dad asked my teacher out on a date during a parent-teacher conference because he thought that she was hot.
Oh, my gosh. That would be mortifying.
How about this one? My mom once commented, "Look at my handsome boy." It was a picture of me doing a keg stand back in college. Go Cougs. It was on my Instagram.
Go Cougs!
Of course it's a Cougs.
I probably have that photo, too.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily
Mix. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.